During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave humankind some wonderful advice for living. As an example of this, he said in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, the following. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. I think that's excellent, excellent advice. Now, English theologian William Barclay tells a story that I think really illustrates just how important it is to store up treasures in heaven. Barclay says, quote, "There is a story of a woman who in this world had been used to every luxury imaginable. Now the woman eventually died. When she arrived in heaven, an angel was sent to her to take her to her eternal house. As they passed many lovely mansions, the woman thought that each one of those mansions they came to must be the one reserved for her. Eventually, they passed through the main streets of heaven and came to the suburbs and then to the outskirts where the houses were much smaller. Even further out, they came to a very small house that was little more than a hut. 'This is your house,' said the conducting angel. 'What?' said the woman. 'That? I cannot live in that.' 'I'm sorry, ma'am,' said the angel, 'but that is all we could build for you with the materials you sent up.'" You know, I think this story illustrates the point that what we do in this world matters. What we do in this world matters. Friends, we live in a temporary, transitory world, and what we do in this world counts toward the next world. You see, nothing in this world really lasts, but the things of the next world, they are the things that really, really last. Brethren, the standards of heaven are not the same standards of earth, and for that, I am truly thankful. So, it's up to us. Where do we want to reside in the next life? In a mansion or a small hut? It's up to us to decide. Amen.